You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwutlam, Musqueam, and Squamish peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. I am your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us on this kind of rainy, slightly miserable, but also, you know,
Not terrible,
6 p.m. on our Tuesday slot. And I think we're just going to jump straight into the music today.
Yes. So the first one you'll be hearing is Page Machine by Pax. So we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Thank you. confess it, cause it's obvious. I'm your number one, 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 your number one, your number one, your number one. I'm just living that life.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. The song you heard right before that PSA was Charlie XCX's new single, Von Dutch, and I have been listening to that a fair amount.
Oh, yeah, and we've been dancing here,
and
too.
We were dancing a little in the studio, and before that was Velvet Dusk by Seraphie Noir, who is a jazz artist, jazz fusion artist, actually, based in Montreal.
Mm-hmm, pretty jazzy, pretty good. It sounds like some bossa nova, I hope.
Some Latin influence there too. But today I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about something that I learned in my normally pretty mind-numbing cognitive psychology class. But then at the end of this three-hour lecture, I was like, wait, he's talking about something that's actually piquing my interest.
I actually woke up
and wrote this down on my notes, exited out of the snake game. So this is the fact, you guys. Basically, just to lay the groundwork a bit, everyone's expected emotions will affect their decisions, obviously. So, like, if you're thinking, oh, this is going to make me happy, you're going to do it. If you're like, uh-oh, I'm kind of scared of this, there could be some potentially really negative outcomes, it's going to affect your decision.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, like, any emotion, it will change how we choose. But this interesting fact is that people actually inaccurately predict their emotions, especially, like, they overestimate what their negative reaction will be. And there's a study that supports this, which I also wrote down. Thank
Ooh,
you.
Yes.
And which was, people predicted much more extreme levels of negative emotion for themselves. There's like a coin flip. So they predicted this negative emotion when they would lose a coin flip and then also $3. And they also like predicted that they would feel happy if they won and got $5, but it was a much smaller, like, the ratio was much higher, like, negative than positive.
Mm.
And the incidental emotions also, like,
yeah, clear her throat.
Influence decision-making. So it's, like, it can also be related to someone's personality, recent experiences, or environment. So also, I was thinking, like, if you have anxiety, that can also affect how you make decisions, too.
Right, because you always think everything's more of a negative outcome.
But Anyways, after the coin flip, the level of emotion, positive and negative, were less than expected. And they were pretty much equivalent when people realized that losing the coin flip wasn't as bad as they expected.
Oh, okay.
So it's just kind of like a good thing to keep in mind, I feel like, when you're making decisions based on, you know, fear or like anger or sadness. Like, it's never truly as bad as it might seem.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that could go for a lot of things, like public speaking. I instantly thought of just public speaking, how it never goes as bad as you think.
Yeah, right? So. Definitely. Or also, like, even something like talking to somebody in class or, like, trying to make a new friend. Like, you get so in your head about, the potential negative outcomes.
Difficult.
But then it's always so much more positive. And then even if it is negative, it's like, okay, that's like, you can just move on. Like, it's really not that bad. It's so easy just to put it in the past.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's there to lose? What's really there to lose? Like, not $3 in this case.
But. Yeah, no, exactly. But then I was also thinking, like, how can I trust myself then if, like, I'm making these skewed decisions based on my, like, warped perception of the world?
Then what are your other decisions like?
Yeah,
and
but
how do those influence?
I guess this fact is kind of more just a reminder to be like, okay, like, ground yourself a bit more and kind of put things into perspective. Because I know in therapy they also say stuff like, yeah, it's never as bad as you think. But you're like, okay, well, sometimes it is. So,
right.
But it's just good to know that there is, like,
I can see this
evidence.
I can see this more like a biological basis. Like, I'm guessing that when we were back in the caveman days and those ages, the fear kept us safe. So I think predicting more negative outcomes means that we could escape the bear that could have been there.
Yeah,
and just play it safe.
Definitely.
So, yeah, it's probably just rooted within our evolutionary line, but it's so hard to break now because it's like there's not immediate threats of bears that are going to maul
us.
Yeah,
there's just like small daily occurrences.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. But it's like, it's okay. You just need to go to the grocery store or something like that. You know, like nobody's going to kill you there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think we were just left with the psychological effect of just fearing everything.
Fear.
But
yeah, and I think that's also just because I think I definitely have anxiety as well. So this is helpful to remind myself, like, okay, it's not that bad, Stella. Mm. Like, just calm down.
Yeah, even speaking on the radio, too, we're like, whoa. Every show, we're like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. And then we start talking. It's like, okay, this is okay. We'll start blabbing on.
We'll just blab.
Yeah.
So just remember the coin flip study, guys, whenever you're feeling a little worried.
Mm. Moral of the story, nothing's as bad as it seems.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was our little uplifting segment.
Yes. Psychology interlude. We'll just get back into the music then.
Back to what you want to hear.
Yeah. So the next song is O3 Followers by Hermitess.
So we hope you enjoy.
Uh-huh. Untell them.
every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Save.